Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Doug, it's Thursday, April 18th. Happy almost 420, 2024. And we are taping an hour earlier than we normally do. That affects the listeners because it comes out late tonight. But the reason we're, I just want to let, be full disclosure so the audience understands why we both maybe sound like an hour less awake.
It's the middle of the afternoon.
We normally do it at 2 o'clock California time, 4 o'clock where you are, Doug. And today it's 1 and 3. So it's really, we both didn't get enough sleep. And I apologize for the hassle, but the reason that I needed to go a little early today is because I have an afternoon screening of a movie, and it's in this screening room in here in LA that's like, it's so fancy. I'd see a screening of almost anything there just because, if you don't like it, you're practically laying down on a couch. And so you could just lay there and do whatever. Go to sleep. But it's a new movie that sounds interesting, but it has the worst, I think one of the worst titles I've ever heard. Are you ready, Doug?
Sure.
It's called The Feeling That the Time for Doing Something Has Passed.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Why would anybody remember it? Why would you want to say it out loud? Everyone's going to buy their tickets online, because why would you want to say that to a person at a movie theater? I'd like one ticket for the feeling that the time for doing something is best. You know what? I've decided I don't want to see it. I figured out the title now. It's it's trying to talk you out of bothering to watch it. But anyway,
everything everywhere all at once felt long, but at least the words all are similar,
right? And you can remember them, and then if you are in a pinch, like you're, if you're posting about it online, you can go e-e-o-a-o, right?
E-e-o-a-a-o.
But here, TFTTTFDSHP. People go, oh yeah, that movie.
Anyway, I feel like saying it out loud is like the length of a film.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because it's another reason I got excited about this screening is the movie's only 88 minutes long.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and that's real. That's a real selling point to me these days, is the shorter length. Anyway, I didn't mean to bring up such a meaty topic in this cold open that's supposed to be a couple of minutes long. Our guest today is a funny dude named Ben Kalina. Let's go to work. Hello, Ben Kalina. Happy New Year.
Hey, hello. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, that's good, man. I've actually seen you in this calendar year. We did a show together. I'll get into that in a second, but first meet the other Doug, Doug Mallard. Say hello to Ben Kalina.
Hello, Ben Kalina.
Hey, Doug. How's it going?
fantastic.
We discovered pre-show that Ben and Doug have not met previously. This was an exciting one, because normally either one of or the other of my guests are not clear if they've met each other or not. And in this case, they were both pretty sure they haven't met. So during our pre-show discussion, Ben, we were talking about the title of a movie that I thought was one of the worst titles I've ever heard. And this show is about names and, you know, naming things. So, Doug, repeat back to Ben the title of the movie that I told you about in the cold
open. Oh, it's already gone. It's that it's so long. I didn't get any of it.
Right? You don't even have a vague idea of what I said.
No.
I even went through and did the initials of every word in the title just after you suggested everything everywhere all at once.
That was not worth listening to. It's too much. I'm out.
Okay. Are you ready, Ben?
I'm ready.
This is an honest to God real movie title. The feeling that the time for doing something has passed.
I love it. It's great.
I wish it was out already because I have this dumb game that I play on Doug Loves Movies where I make the guests I say a long title and the first person who can repeat the whole thing back is the winner, but I go through it slowly so people get very confused, and it's perfect for that, but I think it would be cheating to do a movie that isn't out yet. But it's coming out on April 26th, and I'm seeing it today, so I could take back all of my fun making, you know, all of this teasing of the title. I could love the movie so much I take it all back, but I think that's nearly impossible because it's just not a good title.
I actually like it. The movie could be about anything.
It really can. The time for doing something about what has passed, you know, like it really is, you don't know what kind of story it's going to be. I think it's a comedy, so.
Sounds like it's about procrastination.
Yeah, why couldn't they just call it that?
Yeah,
a movie about procrastination.
That's what gets me out of a lot of tasks. I'm like, it's already too late to do that.
Yeah. All right, Ben. So, like I said, we'd have seen each other this year because we did a fun show in Sunnyvale. Mm-hmm. And here's something that I was going to ask the lady that runs the club, but she had to go to her kid's soccer game or something. So she wasn't there. Cause I've always wanted to get, you know, coming up as a comic, I started out, I was like an opening act and I would play at the club in Sunnyvale and I was in the San Francisco comedy competition there. And I had to work up the ranks. I was like, worked there as the opener a lot. Then I worked there as a feature a bunch of times. Then I worked there like as a headliner a bunch of times. Then I eventually grew out of it because it's such a small room. But I never said to anybody, why the hell is this place called Rooster Tea Feathers?
It's a good question.
Have you ever played there, Doug?
Yeah. Never... Same thing. I never questioned the name, and that is definitely an odd name.
Well, it definitely connotes fun. Like, it definitely makes it sound like something fun is going to happen. But doesn't it also feel very like, well, do people in Sunnyvale get, like, people driving by get confused and think there's like a new Chuck E. Cheese style? You know, like Rooster Teeth Feathers just sounds so much like, and why do, sidebar, why do children's characters have middle initials all the time? What the fuck is that about? Why is it Michigan J Frog and Rooster Teeth?
Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese, the E, it stands for entertainment.
That's true.
So that makes sense. Now that's the other question is, do you think that the people who came up with the name Rooster Teeth Feathers know what the T stands for? Or do you think it's like Harry S. Truman?
I really would love to get to the bottom of that.
But also it seems rude being like, hey, what's with this dumb name that you named this thing? You know, like it's hard to approach it in a way. I guess if you could just say, why'd you come up with that name? But it's still a loaded question.
Yeah.
It still sounds like you're being like critical of it. But you know, I've always loved playing there and I've never, you know, you never hear audience members say shit about it. You know, it's just us comics that are just like, why is it called this?
It's always been a strange one. I'd like to see Mr. Feather's birth certificate. This may be a good way to pose it.
He's been around for a long time. The club's been there forever.
Yeah.
And right next to that tire store. I mean, it's a sweet setup if you need laughter and tires. And you're in Silicon Valley, then that's where you need to go. All right. Time for some warm-up questions for Mr. Ben Kalina. Before we get to talking about your name, we're going to talk about a few other things, starting with tattoos. What's your tattoo situation, Ben? I just saw you, and I couldn't tell you how many tattoos you have. Are they hidden?
I have never gotten a tattoo on purpose.
He's just falling down around needles a lot.
No, I actually it's similar. I used to work at an ink cartridge refilling place, and one of the syringes that we refill the ink cartridges with, it like fell and bounced off a counter and then like went into my finger. So I have like a little black dot of printer ink in my finger, which I consider my only tattoo.
That is the most fascinating answer to that question ever.
Yeah, and it looks like you could tell people probably has the appearance of like what used to be a more elaborate tattoo and you tried to have it removed.
It just looks like a dot. it's what was going on in my life at that time.
Do you think about the pain from it, or is the pain totally forgotten?
No, it didn't really hurt. It was just kind of surprising because I just my hand was there, and then there's this needle sticking out of it, and then I pulled that out. And
yeah, that's what they tell you. That's the first thing you do is just pull it right out, especially like a serrated knife. Get that out of there.
yeah, get that. You don't want to have that hanging around in there.
All right, so what can we even call that a tattoo technically?
I mean, I don't know what the technicalities are, but I've been calling it one.
Right. All right. So I'll put you down for one question mark.
Yeah, it's a real borderline.
Because tattoo purists might have an issue, but then again, if they're purists, they should understand that it's ink and it's on your skin.
Yeah, it's in there.
Yeah, so might as well.
Yeah, I think
tattoo. Yeah. Yeah. And you call it a dot? You'll describe it any other way to people?
Yeah, it's just a dot.
It's not a period.
End of sentence. Yeah.
That ends. Hey, I don't want to talk about my tattoo. It's a period. End of sentence.
Yeah. That's the significance.
Okay. Let me clear my throat for this next one. Get all the animal hair out. Not that there should be any in my petless home, but what kind of pet situation have you had in your life in terms of, have you ever gotten a name, an animal?
I had a cat when I was really young. And
they let you name it?
No, my sister got to name it. It was kind of a family thing, but she named it after the Princess Jasmine in the Aladdin movies, and we used to call her Jazzy Cat.
Well, I like that. I like that a lot because I would hate having to use the formal name all the time, Princess Jasmine.
I'm not going to be formal with my cat.
It's a lot. Yeah. Okay, so sister came up with Princess Jasmine, and then you've gone the rest of your life not getting to name an animal.
Oh no, I did. I did have frogs when I was really little. I found some frogs. I think I was like 4 years old, and I took them home and put them in a pot, and I named them like Ronnie, Stinky, and something else. But I remember that Ronnie was after the president. That was after Ronald Reagan.
You can't even remember the third one.
I can't remember the third one. Honestly,
that's
the
how
first
important it was for you to name these frogs.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time. You know, I've been doing a lot of stuff with my brain since then.
Are frogs short-lived? Like, they don't live a long time?
Well, actually, it was a beautiful experience because there was no lid on the plan, so they just hopped out eventually. They got big enough to hop out. They were like baby frogs, and eventually they just hopped out and went out into the world.
Oh, okay. So then they're out there in the world with these crazy names that you gave them.
Yeah, hopefully they kept the
name. And
names.
how are they gonna deal with that?
Well, you know, it's gonna help them. It's gonna hopefully it'll make them leaders in the frog community. That little Ronnie, he could have been the frog president.
So you've never had a dog of your own?
Never had a dog.
Or a cat?
Not in a long time. Not since like family cat.
Oh, okay. All right. Adult man with no pets. It happens.
It
it's
does.
happened it happened to me.
I'm taking
you know.
Care of myself full time.
Right. No, the mental health of your pet is can be such a distraction from your own mental health. But in some ways I would imagine that also helps though.
Yeah.
You know?
I did think of, because I did have a deep bond with the family cat, and I thought about bringing it with me when I moved out, but then I realized that the place I was living in was like a dirty bachelor pad where people were partying all the time. The cat probably wouldn't be happy there.
No. Yeah, that's the trouble. I mean, I don't listen, everybody do it, you know, do what you want with your pets, but and where you live. But unfortunately, people are forced to, there's so much apartment living now that I feel bad for, you know, almost any pet, sort of like a, you know, very tiny teacup animal. I feel bad for pets that live in apartments because sure they take them out for walks or whatever, but especially the doggies, they really need to need to run around outside. There's like I saw this person coming out of an apartment building recently with like a German Shepherd, and it was like a building that's full of like studio apartments. Okay. Why don't you get Marmaduke in there while you're at it?
Yeah, it's just not, it's not a good idea.
Get the biggest dog you can find. Just live alone with it in a studio apartment. All right. So now I'm feeling bad for you that you know the no tattoos, no naming of pets. Like you know, I want to find something where you got to name something. So are you one of those guys that gives names to your cars or one of your many boats or homes?
Homes.
Like, do any of your estates have a name?
No.
How many boats do you have?
Well, listen, I don't want to say it's
almost as many as he has tattoos.
Yes. I fell on a boat once. But let's think of something I've named. I don't know. I have always had a fascination with finding weird names that are just weird and exist in the wild. Like, just, I don't know. There used to be this thing called the Name of the Year tournament where they would bracketize and just put a bunch of weird names against each other and you could vote on who had the weirdest name. There's a Twitter account I like to follow called Actual Names that actually had a couple of real good ones today. These are real people's names. This first one is Richard Tony P-Balls.
No way!
And the next, this one.
How do you spell P-Balls?
P-E-E-B-A-L-L-S. How else would you spell P-Balls?
Wow.
And
one of those days where you were taking the, you know, you were just playing, twisting it a little bit.
No. It's
pronunciation.
Richard Tony.
You know
P-balls.
What I mean? Like B-A-U-L instead of B-A-L-L. No. Like that. Something to give it. So it's not just P-balls.
The second one's even better.
Okay.
It's Steve. Steve Baby Nuts Jr.
What?
I've been laughing about it all day.
I don't understand this. Where are the express? These are real names?
Yes, according to the Twitter account, that was from the United States Census in 1940.
Oh my God!
Why would it? Because that the middle name sounds like a nickname in quotes kind of thing. But it's legitimately somebody's middle name.
And again, it's spelled how you would spell it.
People do not have enough fun with middle names on kids, because seriously, like, what, it comes up so rarely, and when it does come up, it makes you an interesting person if your middle name is Peaballs or
not. Oh, yeah.
I mean Peaballs is the last name, excuse me, it's all the Peaballs is out there. But yeah. What was it? Mini Nuts?
It was Steve Baby Nuts Jr.
I changed it to Mini Nuts. Baby Nuts. Baby Nuts. What is that? What could that possibly have meant to them?
I think that means his great-great-grandfather had baby nuts.
Okay. So he's named like after. He was named after someone else with baby nuts. Because a baby's going to have baby nuts. You don't know. You can't name them baby nuts. Then they grow up and go, our bad. We thought you'd remain baby nut sized. It turns out now you have man nuts. You try to go down to the courthouse, get it changed.
You know what they say? If your last name is Smith, that means that someone was like a blacksmith or something. So
yeah.
Maybe it's like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe there was more to it than that. Or maybe it did have more of a ethnic flair to it. Maybe it was Baby Natia or something like that, and they like, wow, we gotta shorten this here in America.
They changed it.
Let's just go with Baby Nuts
at Ellis Island.
Oh my god. So so they posted those two names on this Twitter account.
Those were both today, this morning. I saw them, and I couldn't. I still.
Oh, they just do them individually?
They just will post random names. I submitted a name before of there's a Dutch soccer player. His name is Jiz Hornkamp.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, I know him.
He's real good.
I've got his jersey.
Isn't there a player named Pujols or something like that?
Oh yeah, Albert Pujols.
And it's pronounced Pujols.
Yeah, that's the phonetic way that it's pronounced, is Pujols.
Oh my god. Can you imagine Charlie Baby Nuts Pujols? I said Pujols. I put an extra L in there. Pujols.
Oh man.
But yeah, that guy's name is spelled Pujoles or something, right?
Yeah.
But it is pronounced Pujols.
Uh huh.
Wow.
And he was one of the best baseball players ever too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that's your jam. You follow baseball quite closely?
I do. I currently, outside of comedy, I am a high school baseball coach.
So yes, yeah, so you really have to know the game.
Yeah.
Because those spend a lot of time don't know it shit.
Yeah. That's more of a Ted Lasso kind of a situation. If as long as you got good vibes, it's pretty chill.
But isn't it interesting how I could be making this up on the spot, but it feels like with children's sports that coaching most things would be obviously quite frustrating a lot of the time. Because once they're out on the field, you can't really tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But baseball has a more coordinated person standing in certain spots that can yell at the children what to do next.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I don't feel like they have in any of the other sports. No,
the other weird thing with baseball is that you have to wear the uniform as a coach. So like I'm like 40 and I still have to wear baseball pants. It's strange.
You just got to stand around with your hands on your hips. Discussing stats, and you got to just be talking about baseball, then it works.
Yeah, then it
works. Soon as you're like, have to stop at the bank on the way home.
Oh, yeah. To and from work, it looks real weird. I'm carrying a bat.
Amateur. Yeah. It looks like you want to be a baseball player.
Yeah, it looks like it's Halloween or something.
Do you have a number?
No, I don't get a number as a coach.
Just have like a plain jersey for the. But it's the jersey of the team. Do teams have sponsors still?
No, not at the high school level.
Yeah, I had at every fucking level. We had some dumb local really? Company, company sponsoring our team, paying for our uniforms. So really? They'd have it in a big. You remember Bad News Bears? How they played for Chico's Bail Bonds?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So that they can afford uniforms, they just get some local company to pay for it.
Yeah.
You should just have that done to yours anyway.
Just put Chico's bail bonds on the
or roof. Anything. Just work out some sort of, you know, deal, like get a free pizza once a week from somewhere and put their name on your uniform.
You think I'd get in trouble as the third base coach if I just negotiated it and slapped the jerseys on? Just, I worked out a sponsorship deal with this bar that I go to.
Can you say what the name of the team is? You know, like, what's the mascot?
Yeah. It's weird because I don't even know what the mascot is. The team is called the Blues.
So they're just the saddest kids.
Yeah, it feels
district.
Like our mascot is like depression.
The Blues.
Or music. Maybe it's the, you know.
Yeah. Or no, I think it's more like just the color blue.
Yeah,
just
that's
the
true.
Blues.
The uniforms are blue.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, you know, maybe it's alliterative with the name of the school or something.
I don't think so.
You know? But yeah, I don't want to do it. He probably shouldn't get too much into information about the high school.
I like every time someone gets a hit, they have to play something on a harmonica as they run to first base.
We just had a mascot that was a blind guy playing slide guitar.
Do, 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 do. I'm headed to home. Do, do, do. I can always stop those before I have to actually rhyme. So we have to take a break. This has been wild so far. You've been given the most unique answers to all the questions, and we're going to get into it even more after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back and better than ever, if you ask me. We really needed baby that nuts. Time. We needed that time to think more about baby nuts. And, you know, apologies if if one of the sponsors is like Baby Nuts Furniture or something. I don't want to offend them and lose their lose that.
The
that
new sponsor input. For the Blues.
I mean, or they're getting extra name drops. Maybe you'll get, you know, maybe it'll be good.
We need sponsors because Doug and I are going to get some team uniforms.
Yeah.
And we're going to need a sponsor to put on there. So if anybody out there wants to sponsor us and pay for the uniforms, we'll put the name of your company on the uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll both sit at home and wear the uniform whenever we're podcasting.
Speaking of uniforms, I love to play the sports video games and make creative players with names like Steve Baby Nuts so that I can see him on the uniform.
Yes.
It looks so cool on the back of a uniform.
Yes. And does it have, I feel like back when I was playing around with those sort of things, back when I was in my 40s, they'd figure out how to restrict dirty words.
I think
or
if
could you just write, could you just put anything on their jersey?
I think if you're playing online, it restricts. But if you're playing just your own career mode and you want the guy's name to be Steve Baby Nuts Jr., I think it just lets you do it.
Oh my goodness. All right. So let's break down your name, Ben Kalina. First of all, it's just fun to say. You know, it has a nice flow to it that you know, let's face it, a lot of names don't have. You know, like in fact, has there been instances where people think you're saying one name when you say Ben Kalina, like that's your last name?
Oh, I always thought when I would listen to the song Spanish Bombs by The Clash, there's a part at the end where it sounds like Joe Strummer saying my full name.
Really?
He's saying something in Spanish, but it's like Spanish, Ben Kalina.
All right. I will have to listen for that. But let's go one part at a time through your name, starting with just Ben. Growing up, Ben, what was it like? How do you feel about being a Ben?
I always felt like it felt like when I would watch The Simpsons, it felt like I was a Milhouse because there weren't a lot of other Bens around. I always wished that I was like a Steve or like a Joe.
You really did like want a more
And then I'll meet, and then, but then in my life, I'll meet other Bens and we'll be like weirdly similar a lot of the time. So I do feel like it's, you know, it, I don't know. We're like Milhouses.
Right? You're born, they see those baby nuts and they're just like, you can't call them baby nuts. So let's go with Ben.
That was his grandfather.
Ben name. Is code for baby nuts. But so it's not short for Benjamin?
It is. Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But so when did you, Benjamin Kalina still sounds cool, but it doesn't have the same snap, I don't think. So is that why do you think you don't go by Benjamin?
I know, I've just, ever since I was a little kid, everyone's ever, like my parents always called me Ben, except for like Boomer. That was a nickname I used to have for running into things. And my grandmother used to call me Benji, but no one's ever really called me Benjamin, except for my mom when I was in trouble.
Yeah, that's the classic. We hear that from everybody whose name is sort of the short version of something. Yeah. Is that the long one would come out when they were mad at you, which is so such an interesting, like, it's so weird that that just is across the board how parents do that.
I think that's why they give you a name that can be shortened so they can bust that out, you know, for emphasis.
I just don't understand why, like, I guess because it's just like more syllables. So they're getting to say your name at you longer.
Yeah.
So it's just more with more disgust.
Yes, it feels more stern.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really weird. Like, Ben.
Well, I guess,
you know, it's just like, whoa. It's just like total different level.
Yeah.
But nobody ever really, it didn't catch on as a name for you. You didn't. Benjamin Franklin wasn't some sort of idol.
No, I was never that. I don't know, but he's a weird guy.
Yeah, you're more of a Big Ben type.
Yeah, I'm more of a jovial, not really like a smart guy.
Did they throw the Big Ben at you a lot?
Yeah, when
like
I was
common
when I was playing baseball, I would get that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, because it's just like. It's just there.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
and coaches are like pumping you up. They're like, hey, Big Ben, you got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Benny boy. Come on, Benny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Benny. Benji. Benjamin. Yeah. The longer the name is, the worse it is for yelling at you while you're trying to hit.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Well, it's your turn to hit. People can yell out anything they want. At any time, at any baseball game.
Yeah, that's one of the best things about it.
There's like no decorum. There's no like, it's not like golf or.
No, it's just the place for drinking and screaming.
Yeah, you just scream shit out. And it gets kind of quiet sometimes. So the players really do hear those very specific directions. You know, whereas like, I don't think football players hear shit.
No, I used to be really good at heckling. Outfielders at baseball games. I had some.
Oh my god!
I ended a guy's career one time.
No, what an absolute nightmare to be having to stand there in the field, not doing anything because the ball rarely comes to you, and then somebody up above is just yelling shit at you.
Yeah, it's funny. Some players would have like a good sense of humor and they'd like banter and joke back and forth with you, and some guys would just get really mad.
Right, because some of them probably are just more at ease with, they're just more natural players, and so they can goof off, and then the ball comes to them and they catch it.
Yeah.
But like, there's some people that are probably like, I got to focus, because if I start joking around with this guy, the ball's going to hit me in the head.
Yeah. I think also some of them are just angrier guys, probably.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, too.
Or if you just had a shitty day.
Yeah.
The wife left you, and you're out there getting yelled at by some stranger.
there was a guy that playing for the Orioles that got arrested for assaulting a pizza delivery guy. And at the time, I was a delivery guy, so I was making fun of him about it. And he got so mad that when he went into bat, he threw the bat down and argued with the umpire and got ejected. And then after that game, he got released by that team and he never played again.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he was already at the end of his career. It wasn't entirely my fault.
What did you say to him?
I told him that I heard that he beat up a pizza guy because he forgot the breadsticks.
Because you really had heard that.
Yeah, because he did. I read that he got arrested for assaulting a delivery driver.
Well, so that what an interesting form of heckling. You just attack him with some real piece of information.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was a bad thing that he did. So I was doing a good thing.
So did he respond to you or just get clearly perturbed?
He was yelling at me a lot in Spanish, and he was when he went back into at the end of the inning, instead of running towards the dugout and looking at the dugout, he was backpedaling so that he could look at me and spit in the air.
Oh,
it was wild. He was really mad.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is, again, it's sad I'm an A's fan, that stuff going on with them, but in the Coliseum, like, the bleachers are like 30 feet up, so they could be as mad as they want. There's no getting to you.
Right. Well, couldn't he just like leave the, you know, dugout and go up into the stands and find you?
He would have gotten lost. It's a real cavernous stadium.
So you really knew you were just going to get away with that behavior.
Yeah. It's a safe zone.
What is people sitting next to you and behind you and in front of you, like, what are they, how are they reacting to you getting this guy all worked up?
A couple of innings after that, some other fans in the section, they were about my age, they came over and they wanted to have their photo taken with me.
So how long did you heckle this guy for?
Just like 3 or 4 innings. It was in the middle of the game.
Yeah but in over several innings, that's some prolonged back and forth.
It's, you know, some good,
but like, when he'd run back out for the, you know, there'd be the next inning would come where you have to go back out into the field. And then he goes running out to his spot. Would he like look up at you as soon as he got there each time, like, you know, stop fucking with me? Or did he try to like pretend you weren't there?
I can't. It's hard to remember all of those details. But I remember that the thing is, he's just out there. And we, like, you'd pick your spots, but I have a pretty loud voice and I could like be heard. And also, I wasn't saying like offensive stuff. I was, you know, relating it to baseball. And, and the
you
time
mean
that he
just stuff like,
pizza
are you
guy.
Gonna beat this team like you did that police delivery guy? Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that is really was this game televised?
Probably.
There's no way you could find footage of,
I don't know about footage. You know, I did
it'd be
find...
subtle. It'd be subtle watching him, you know, because he's way out in the outfield.
Yeah.
Just steaming. Okay, I've got more questions about baseball. So he was an outfielder, and like, do people become career outfielders, or are they trying to get a promotion closer to the plate?
I will say that usually they do become career outfielders, but when I was an outfielder, when I was playing, I was trying to get promoted to the infield. I wanted to be closer to where the things were happening.
But once you're in pro, you're probably like, oh, this is my lot in life. I'm in left field. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah, once you're out there, you're out there. They don't bring you back.
Right, because also you do have to be good at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Games are won and lost because of outfielders, but that's I just never really, you know. I guess I guess everybody sort of gets locked into a position, and that's their career, right?
Well, totally. Yeah,
we can't all be Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
switch games altogether. all right. Well, that was more baseball talk than I usually indulge in. So that was interesting. Other famous Bens that I was thinking about include Ben Folds of Ben Folds 5.
Yeah, he's good. I've seen him in concert one time a long time ago.
Yeah, did you have anything to say to him?
No, man, we didn't get to chat. He was way far away.
Oh, okay. He was too far to heckle.
Yeah, yeah. It's harder at a concert.
My name's Ben too. what about anybody tease you about potentially being related to Uncle Ben and his rice?
No, but I did get teased with Ben Gay, the junior high school. Yeah.
Oh, good old Ben Gay. That is just amazing.
It's right there.
Now let's ask that question. Why is it called Ben Gay?
I don't know. It just seemed like they were trying to make life harder on Ben's. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy who made the ointment had some beef with it.
His name is Ben Gay?
Yeah, I don't know.
It has to be something like that, because it's just crazy to just intentionally be like, let's have this ointment and call it gay. That's just like, you know, there was like a giant chocolate called AIDS.
Maybe it goes back to when it meant happy and the ointment was supposed to make you happy.
Right, but it still doesn't. It would be better to call it Ben Happy.
But then it sounds like you're sad because you're like, yeah, I've been happy.
I just don't get it. I mean, it's a stupid
premise.
There's
a Ben Gay, Arkansas. So maybe it's from Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
It's the only thing I can find. That is bizarre.
I still can't get over that there's, you know, a place called Chevy Chase, Maryland, and then some people decided to name their child Chevy because their last name was Chase. Or is that a stage name? No, I think that was really his name. Chevrolet Chase.
That's what his mother would yell at him.
I'm so mad. I'm so disappointed, Chevrolet. That was a terrible weekend update. But that guy, that's an example of like the first season of SNL. He was only on the one season. And in the first season, his name was thrown around so much. He was the coolest guy with the coolest name who was really good at falling down. And now he's a man who is on Percocet and is in constant pain and fucking is miserable.
Is it from the falling down?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm trying to attribute anything I can to why he has such a horrible personality now, but I just think he was very, if not a Nepo baby, adjacent to Nepo babyism. Like, I think his parents had a lot of money and, you know, he just really hit it with, I mean, he was one of my favorites when I was, you know, younger and watching, I saw the movie Foul Play in the theaters like so many times. Okay. Initials, middle initial. What do you got?
T. Rooster Teeth at Ben T.
Ben T. Colonna would be.
John. Colina. Benjamin John. J.
Short for Jonathan or just John?
Just John.
J-O-N or J-O-H-N?
J-O-H-N.
Because a lot of people are running with that J-O-N thing. I don't know how that took off in such a big way. Everyone I know named John is a J-O-N. So the J-O-H-N is unusual. But your initials, B-J-K, there's not much you can do with that. In terms of, like, nobody ever refers to you by your initials at all.
A lot of people do call me BK, actually.
They do?
Yeah.
Because you're the Burger King?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of it.
Because I was thinking they would steer away from BK because it's so associated with Burger King at this point. It's been Burger King's been really branded, you know.
I think I contributed to because there used to be on the old Apple emojis, there used to be a bank emoji that was just a big building with the letters BK on it. And I would use that emoji all the time. And I would claim it was my headquarters.
Oh, okay. all right. So, Helena, let's get into it. Have you, K-O-L-I-N-A, for those who didn't read the show description, how do you like it?
I like it. It's a good name. It works for me. Actually, this is a funny thing. My father was adopted, so Kalina is like technically an adopted name. And he did some research and found out what my last name would have been under the other circumstances, and it would have been Balkovsky.
Whoa!
Yeah,
that's like. I feel like that's the last name of one of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild Russian name because apparently he's a pretty wild Russian dude in our family tree.
How's it spelled?
Oh, I couldn't spell that one to save my life.
You just never needed to because it didn't happen.
Yeah, it's never been my, you know, I'm aware of it.
Get stuck with it so you don't have to worry about it.
No.
With V-A-L, Valkovsky?
No, with a B, Bal.
Balkovsky.
Yeah, like Balky Bartokomus.
Yeah.
I almost said that.
Or
don't be ridiculous.
Benny. I'm a big
fan. Or Benny Bartowski. Good old Benny. But Kalina, was that like what is it?
It's Swedish.
Okay. I couldn't even, you know, could have been a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so Swedish is do people think you look Swedish when they meet you?
Not really. Probably cuz yeah.
But I don't think they're expecting, like, I what do you think people are expecting from the last name Kalina? Like, do people seem surprised at all that you're not as maybe as exotic or ethnic as the name might imply?
I met once or twice someone who was surprised that I was a white person. One person thought, based on my name, that I would be Hispanic for some reason. I don't know. I feel like it sounds like vaguely white guy name for the most part.
I thought you know what I think of? I think of, like, for some reason I feel like it seems Hawaiian.
Yeah, I think a little bit. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, that's the vibe I got from it. But again, and it's another fun thing because it, you know, it feels chill. You know, like, I think the whole package, like the man and the name Ben Kalina, I think it all comes together. Like, you know, like you're a chill dude. You know, you got an edge, of course. But but you know what I mean. You got an edge, but with a smile. You know, like, it's that was a fun show we did over at Rooster Tar Knuckle Feathers.
That would be a wild
rooster tiny nuts.
Rooster tiny nuts.
That's what it is. I'm gonna call it that from now on. I've got shows coming up in Rooster Tiny Nuts Feathers. People just be grateful that you know told them after all these years.
Yeah, it's just nice to find
what
that stuff.
He stands for. But yeah, I'm gonna try to get back there real soon because I had a nice time there. So this is kind of like what we call... Oh, one more thing about Kalina.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever met a Kalina?
I haven't, actually. I mean, other than ones that I was related to.
Yeah, like just out in the wild, you've never, like, somebody else is like, my name's Kalina also.
No, I've never met another Kalina. In fact, I don't think there's that many Kalina. I think my dad looked into it one time. I don't think it's that common of the last name.
No, it's not, because we can't, other than yourself, we can't, there's no known personalities with that last name, right? Or are there some in sports, maybe?
No, there was a guy on the Angels a couple years ago named Benji Molina, but he was not, he was Hispanic.
I mean, yeah, okay.
He's
mean,
one letter away,
enough,
though.
Close enough. I thought you were going to say something that was closer, but...
yeah, it's not that close.
Well, there was a Molina. Yeah. All right. Okay, so... This is the most important question that we ask everybody, and that is, what's the, you know, who are the most important Dougs in your life?
Most important Dougs in my
life? Have you ever known any Dougs? Have you ever been close to a Doug, aside from the two of us? And I mean, the three of us.
Someone.
Now you're very close to Doug Mellard.
There's a Doug somewhere. Someone's, I don't know. I don't know. There's a, I can remember baseball players named Doug.
Yeah, Doug is a real, it's a real sports name for some reason.
Yeah.
But also, it seems to be falling out of favor in general. Like young, there doesn't seem to be as many young Dougs.
I don't know if it counts, but I do have a friend in SF who has a very large dog named Dougal.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's like a great Dane. He's massive.
Well, Doug is a real dog lover. I mean, we're both dog lovers, and you know, I mean, it's right there. That our name is so close to dog. You know, I feel like if your name's Doug, you gotta either be super into dogs or God. Because you're so close to both. And fortunately I was able to pick one. It's worked out okay so far. But that is wild that you just don't. You probably know some stand-ups named Doug, maybe. Like,
yeah,
you've run across Doug Stanhope.
Yeah, I've not met him, but I'm a fan. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I did shake his hand once, but I didn't like meet him.
Was he awake?
Yeah, no, he was bartending at the place next door to Cops after one of his shows.
I just think it'd be funny. I just picture him passed out somewhere in his suit, and you just go over and like shake his hand, you know, just to do it.
Just, yeah. Yeah, it was not quite like that.
The last time I saw him, we were on a podcast together, and he, like, some sort of pill appeared, and everyone was arguing about who was going to take it. And he just said, you know, shut up, everybody, and just grabbed it and swallowed it. And you know, I don't know what that pill, that particular pill did. I think it was a Vicodin, whatever it was.
Those are good.
Yeah, especially with a nice stiff drink. So I've been messing around, Ben Polino, with trying to come up with, I try to do an anagram for the name of the guest on each show. And that's, you know, where you take all the letters in their name and rearrange them to spell something else, but you have to use every letter, and what you spell, you know, it doesn't have to make perfect sense. It doesn't have to be baby nuts, but it still has to be, you know, something pretty good, something that sounds like words. And I've really not been able to accomplish it. It's a tough one because you got a lot of vowels in there.
Yeah.
And a lot of, not unpleasant. What's the word I'm looking for? Undesirable consonants, you know, in terms of, you know, spelling, you know, because, you know, K's don't, like on Wheel of Fortune, the letter K doesn't come up very often. And, and you got two N's to deal with too. Anyway, so my point is I tried and I've given up. I might continue trying. But no one's ever suggested an anagram of your name to you, have they?
No, never.
Yeah. K's really, K's and J's, I find, are letters that if they're in somebody's name, it really makes it difficult to come up with words and include that, you know?
Yeah. My name is a bad Scrabble hand.
It kind of is. Yeah, it kind of is, because they're like, Not letters. They're not the letters that are like really high points, like Q and Z.
Yeah,
but they're definitely problematic letters. Every goddamn one of them. Maybe it'd be a little easier if I made it Benjamin Kalina. But
you get more letters that way. That's like when you get a bad Scrabble and you have to take more letters.
Exactly. Yeah, I think I could probably work it out with more letters. But right now, I'm just really like, I'll get back to you on this if I ever crack it. It's a tough one. So, you know, if you want to have a fun bar conversation with somebody, go try to come up with an anagram for my name, and then they won't be able to. No, then they'll have to buy you a drink, or at the very least, stick a needle into your finger.
Not again.
Not again. Ben Kalina, this has been absolutely delightful. Do you have some gigs or anything that you would like to promote?
I'll be at Critical Hit in Oakland. It's Your Move Games on 420, and then every Monday at the Abbey Tavern in San Francisco on 6 and Geary.
Oh, that sounds like a nice spot.
Oh, it's great. We have a real fun show called The Monday Mirthquake, where we get weird every Monday.
Oh, Mondays are such a good day to go to a comedy show.
That's why we do it.
They really are. You know, there's all that talk of Sunday, fun day, but it's people who are out having fun on Monday. They're the ones that are doing the real work.
Yeah.
We've got a good living life.
It's a good neighborhood with a lot of fun people that are out. So it ends up being a fun show.
Right on, right on. Well, thank you for doing this show. Doug Mellard, what do you want to promote, buddy?
Tonight, I will be, tonight, April 19th, because this comes out today, tomorrow, in the future. Tonight, April 19th, I will be hosting the Industry Showcase at Moon Tower. Sorry, it's just an odd name. At the Creek in the Cave. The president of Showbiz himself will be there. And then that's at 6 o'clock tomorrow at Friday, and then at 7:30 I'll be at the Velvet Comedy Lounge on a show called The Texans. All part of Moon Tower. You don't have to have a badge. You can get single tickets. Come on out. So I was just laughing my way through my own plug.
It's the Velveeta Lounge, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. It's got different names.
You Austin guys, you call it the Velve, and it doesn't even sound like a word. It sounds like you're saying Bell or Vel, and I always like to make it clear that we're talking about the infamous Velveeta. You called it a lounge, isn't it a room?
Yeah, I think they're trying to make it sound more.
You're trying to make it fancier, the Vel Lounge.
The Velveeta Lounge.
Velveeta Room is much easier. all right, I am going to be like. Mentioned probably in previous episodes of this show, my 420 show is going to be every year I go somewhere different. This year I'm going to be at the Bear River Casino in Lolita, California, with Ryan Niemiller and Bobcat Goldthwait. So that's going to be a fun show. Nice. Fun 420 show. I love a good 420 show where I'm the only person on the bill that smokes weed. Because then if people bring a bunch of weed for everybody, I'll get all of it. And then Chicago, May 4th, is doing stand-up at 4:20 in the afternoon at Zany's in Old Town. And that is, you can get all your dates and deets, because I got a bunch of shows coming up now all over the place. And you can find out about them all at DougLovesMovies.com. Now, Ben, we end every episode with a pun that ends up being like the title of the episode. You know, a pun or a phrase. We try to put the word Doug into it somehow. And based on our conversation today, I mean, I'll just go with it now. We'll maybe change it if we feel like it's inappropriate. But do you mind if we call the episode?
I know where this is going.
I was just going to say Doug Nuts.
I was going to suggest Doug's in the outfield, but we should stick with this for sure.
Doug's instead of who in the outfield? Angels?
Yeah. That was baseball themed.
Hey, yeah, I was the crowd extra in that movie.
Yeah,
no way. There we go. You were heckling angels.
Yeah,
I was a little kid then.
It was me and my dad, but yeah.
What was it, like an ad in the paper or something, or you just were at a game that they were shooting at?
It was on the news that they were going to do it at the Coliseum, and so my dad was like, "Let's go. This could be fun. Let's watch them make a movie."
Oh, and it was fun.
It was.
Because they didn't really play a game though, so you're just kind of in the stands pretending to cheer on whatever they're doing.
Yeah, I got to do the same for Moneyball. I got to play myself in Moneyball.
Oh yeah, we talked about that on Doug Loves Movies. I love Moneyball. That's my favorite baseball movie for sure. Anyway, I'm trying to wrap it up. So we're gonna go with I think it'd be good. Doug Metz with Ben Kalina. And thanks again, Ben. I'll talk to you soon, Doug. And as always, Doug Nuts.